This is Alcohol Mastery. My name's Kevin O'Hara, and today I'm going to be talking about the 12th question of the Johns Hopkins 20 questions, Are You an Alcoholic? Before we get started, you can click the link over here, click the button if you want to subscribe to the channel. Today's question is basically about your sleeping habits. Do you have trouble sleeping if you've been drinking? There's a lot of different problems caused by alcohol. And one of the more serious is when you're asleep. I mean, you need to have a third of your life sleeping, 8 hours a day, 7-8 hours a day. And there's a lot of problems that alcoholics or problem drinkers face, either through insomnia, they can't go to sleep, they go to sleep but then wake up after only a couple of hours and can't get back to sleep again. Their sleep patterns are broken because they have to keep getting up to go to the toilet. And many people use alcohol as a nightcap, you know, so sort of to relax them before they go to bed, a snifter of brandy, a glass of wine, a couple of beers, that kind of thing. But the problem is that it doesn't really aid a good restful sleep. It doesn't help you to get into that REM state. I mean, in order to get into the REMs, your body has to be free of alcohol. And depending on how much you've drank the night before, you might never get into that REM state. Your body has to can only metabolize 1 unit per hour. So if you've had 3 or 4 pints of Guinness, that's, you know, could be up to 10 units of alcohol. So that's 10 hours before that's going to be completely out of your system and before you can go into that REM sleep. Now, when I was drinking, I never had a problem going to sleep, if that's what you call it. As soon as my head hit the pillow, I was gone. I was out like a light. Sometimes I didn't even remember going into bed, so I think my brain had shut off well before I even went into the bedroom. But the problem was that I'd only be comatose for 2 or 3 hours, you know, and then I'd wake up, I need to go to the toilet. I'd be up 2 or 3 times in one night. And the worst one, what I started happening to me was I'd wake up after 2 or 3 hours and my heart would just be pounding inside my chest and I could hear it in my head, and that really scared me, you know, and I had to get up and walk around and, you know, have some water and relax myself before I could even get back into bed. So that was one of the scarier parts, and I don't know what was going on. I never went to a doctor about it, but definitely put the shits up me, you know. So that was the 12th of the Johns Hopkins 20 questions. Are you having trouble with sleeping because of alcohol? Click on the link down below if you want to go and see the post. There's a bit more of an extensive post there about this question. Also, click over on the button here to subscribe to the channel. Leave a comment down below as normal, or go over to the website and leave a comment there. We'd love to hear what you think of the post, and particularly be interested in what you have to say about the 20 questions. Thanks for watching. My name's Kevin O'Hara. This is alcoholmastery.com. Onwards and upwards.